We're going to read God's word together now. So please do turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, is page 1196. If you don't have a Bible, raise a hand and someone will bring you a Bible. But youngsters, it will be on the screen behind me, so you don't need to turn to it unless you would like to. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll be reading from verse 10. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. He says, "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those who, from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation in Christ Jesus, through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work."
Grown-ups, would you have your Bible open, please, again, at 2 Timothy chapter 3. But boys and girls, would you sit up straight? I want you to wind up your brains. Come on, let me see you winding up your brains. I want you to pin back your ears, open your eyes, because we're going to learn something really important from the Bible about the Bible. Now, just for a minute, I want you to look up at the screen, because here are the verses we're going to learn from. You follow as I read them. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from you whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Right, boys and girls, all look at me. I want you to guess what I'm talking about. You listening carefully? Put up your hand when you think you know. These things are something I need. And looking around this morning, some of you need them as well. If you don't need these things yet, you're almost sure to when you're older. In fact, my wife reckons she would never need these things, but now she does. You need ears and a nose for these things to support them. You wear them. They help me see. James, what am I talking about? I'm talking about glasses. That's right, glasses like these that I've got on. Now, I have to tell you that my glasses are really important because I need my glasses. If I don't have my glasses on, do you know what's true? Everything is fuzzy and blurry. In fact, you've gone all fuzzy and blurry. But when I put my glasses on again, oh, I can see you clearly. Now, some of you don't know what that's like because you've never had to wear glasses. So let me try and show you what it's like to wear glasses, all right? Here's a picture of my study upstairs. Can you see my study? Yeah? Is it all clear? This is what it's like if I don't have my glasses on to me. Do you see what it's like? It's all blurry and fuzzy. That's what it's like when I take off my glasses. You are all blurry. Your face has gone all funny. I can't really see you, but I put them on. Oh, you look lovely now. Now, glasses are really important for me. For example, do you think when I drive my car, I should have my glasses on and my glasses on or off? What do you think? On. Why? I might crash the car. That's right. It would be really dangerous if I tried to drive my car without my glasses. Now, this term in our children's talks, we're going to be learning together about what the Bible tells us about the Bible. And I want us to think this morning that the Bible is a bit like my glasses. Because just as I need my glasses all the time, so we need the Bible if we are to live our lives the way God wants us to live. Reading the Bible, hearing the Bible, is like putting on a pair of glasses. Now, there's a big word. If you look over here, there's a big word in our verses which you may not have heard before. I'm going to write it up here, all right? It's the word scriptures. Now, that's another word for the Bible. You see, that word script, that's what I've just done. I've written down. That's another word for writing, a script. And so what we're being told is that the Bible is something written down. It's what we have here. And what we're being told, the big, big thing that our verses tell us this morning is this. They tell us that the Bible is holy. Could you say that with me? One, two, three. The Bible is holy. Try it again. The Bible is holy. Now, you may have noticed on the front of the church Bibles, do you see what it says? It says, Holy Bible. But what does that word holy mean? Let me try and explain. Anyone here like reading? Anyone like reading? You do? That's good. Anyone here like books? Yeah? How many books have you got? Anybody know how many books you've got? Anyone know how many books? How many books have you got? 250 books. That's pretty good. Anybody got more than 250 books? How many have you got, do you think, Alistair? Pardon? Lots. Okay. Okay. Do you want to see what's under here? These are just some of my books from upstairs in my study. Now, I think there's about 850 books in that pile of books there. But they're only some of the books in my study upstairs. I tried to count them this week. And in my study upstairs, I have, I think, about 1,500 books. And at home, do you know how many books I have at home? I have about 1,000 books at home. Do you think I like books? Yeah, it's a bit of a problem with me, really. I love reading books. Books are great. But here's what I want to explain. Here's my Bible. Here's the Bible. Let me put it in my pile of books. If it's in my pile of books, what that means is, well, it's really just like these other books. And there are all kinds of books here. So there's, oh, this is one of my Winnie the Pooh. I love Winnie the Pooh books. That's good. It's got pictures in it as well. And there's one about a man called Robert Murray McShane. I love that. There's lots of books, all kinds. Some are long, some are short. Some have pictures in it, some don't. But you see, if I put my Bible there, I'm really saying it's just like any other book. Ah, but it's not like any other book. Because when we say that the Bible is, what's the big word, the little word up there? Holy. When we say the Bible is holy, what we're saying is this, that the Bible is not like any other book. Yes, there's all those books over there, that big pile of books, but no, we'll put the Bible over here because it's different. It's set apart. In fact, the way to think of it is like this. When we say the Bible is holy, we're saying there is no other book like it. Can you do that with me? There is no other book like it. Come on, some of you won't do it. Do it again, boys and girls. I want to hear you say the words. When we say the Bible is holy, we're saying there is no other book like it. That's what it means when we say it's holy. And the rest of our verses this morning tell us why it's holy, why it is such a special book. You ready? The first thing we learn is that the Bible is holy because it is from God. Now, I want you all to try an experiment. I want you all to hold up your right hand. That's that one, okay, on that side, if you don't know right from left. Right, your right hand, okay? Right, what you're going to do now is I want you to put your right hand in front of your mouth. And then I want you to say out loud, put it in front of your mouth. Then I want you to say, God is, the Bible is holy. Will you say that? One, two, three. The Bible is holy. What did you feel on your hand? What did you feel? You did. You felt breath, didn't you? Because when you speak, you breathe. And in our verses, we're being told that the Bible, the scriptures, are God-breathed. In other words, they are God-spoken. How did God cause the Bible to be written down? Well, he spoke to men. And they were helped by the Holy Spirit. Have you heard of some of them? Men like Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Matthew and Luke and Paul. And men like that, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit so that what they wrote down was exactly what God wanted them to write down, which means that the Bible is holy because it's from God. It doesn't just contain the words of people. No, it contains the word of God. It's God's message to us. And that's why the Bible is holy. You ready? There is no other book like it. Can you do that again? That wasn't very good. Nice and loud. Come on. There is no other book like it. It is the best book in the world. And because it's from God, it means that it is a living book. How do we know that God's alive? You could give me lots of answers for that, perhaps, but the main reason we know that God is alive is that when we read the Bible, he speaks to us. One of the proofs that I'm alive this morning is that I breathe, that I can speak to you. And God is alive, and his word, the Bible, is alive. It speaks to us. Another thing is, the Bible is trustworthy. In other words, when we read the Bible, we can be sure that every single thing in it is true. Here I have my newspaper. I like reading the newspaper every day. But you know what I've discovered about newspapers? They don't always tell you what's true. You can't always trust what you read in the newspaper. But when you read the Bible, you can completely trust what it says because it's from God. And God never lies. And so what God tells us is completely trustworthy. And because God's word, the Bible, comes from God, it's very precious. In fact, it's the most precious thing in the world. I have here a very special box. Anyone guess what's in my box? Anyone guess? Yes, Michael? No, it's not the Bible. Yes, Isaac? No, it's not a book. You're not going to guess. You think you know? No, it's not a newspaper. Caleb? Something. It is something. Actually, it's lots of... Do you know what's in here? In here are all the letters my mum ever wrote me. They're very special to me. My mum's now in heaven. But she used to write to me every week when we moved from Edinburgh to Enfield. And I've kept every single one of her letters. Why? Because they're precious to me. But can I tell you that the Bible is even more precious to me than my mum's letters? Because the Bible is God speaking to me. That, by the way, is why whenever you come to church, what do we always do at church? We always read from the Bible. Why is it then you go to your kids' club or to Treasure Hunters? What do they always do? They always open the Bible. Why? Because the Bible is holy, it's from God. There is... Come on, try that again. There is no other book like it. Now, the second thing that we learn in our verses this morning is that the Bible is holy. Yes, it's from God, but also the Bible makes us wise. It's a bit like the Bible makes the light come on in our thinking and enables us to understand things that we couldn't understand. You think again about my glasses, all right? When I don't have my glasses on, like I don't at the moment, I cannot see things properly. That's pretty serious, isn't it? I need to put them on so I can see clearly. Just imagine, though, that they weren't my glasses. Imagine that these are my glasses. Are you still there? I can't see anything through these glasses. And actually, the sad thing is that without the Bible, it's like wearing not just no glasses, but wearing glasses that stop you seeing. You see, most people in the world go around not able to understand what God wants us to understand. And the only way we can understand what God wants us to understand is by reading the Bible and hearing the Bible. You see, as we read the Bible, it makes us wise about lots of important things. It makes us wise about God because it tells us what God is like. It makes us wise about ourselves because it actually tells us what we're like. Has anyone here ever had an x-ray? Anyone had an x-ray? I think some of you. I think Clara's had an x-ray. Because what an x-ray, you see, have you got bones? Hands up if you've got bones. Yeah, you've all got bones. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have bones. Can you see your bones? No, you can't. But if you go to hospital and they give you an x-ray, the x-ray shows your bones. It shows what you're like inside. And you know what happens as we read the Bible? It makes us wise about ourselves because it shows us what we're like inside. And it shows us that inside, none of us are very nice because inside we are full of sin. And it's that sin that makes us unkind, and it's that sin that means that we're selfish and we tell lies and we say to people we hate them and we do unkind things to people. And the Bible shows us, it makes us wise about ourselves that we're sinners. And it makes us wise then about salvation because it shows us that because we're horrible inside, we all deserve to be punished by God forever. And we need to be saved from that punishment. And that's why, wonderfully, it makes us wise about Jesus. And it tells us that Jesus is the Savior that we need, the only one who can rescue us from the danger we deserve because of our sin. And it makes us wise about the fact that when he died on the cross, the Lord Jesus took the punishment I deserve for my sin. And the Bible makes me wise to the fact that as I put my faith in the Lord Jesus, as I come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, the Bible shows me that I'm not very nice inside. The Bible shows me that I need to be saved from the punishment I deserve. Lord Jesus, the Bible tells me that you died on the cross for sinners like me. Lord Jesus, please save me. Then we do get saved by the Lord Jesus. He saves us from the punishment we deserve. He forgives us and he assures us that we'll be with him forever in heaven. The Bible, you see, it makes us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It's like having glasses on with Jesus in the middle as we understand why he had to die on the cross. Do you like meeting new people? On Tuesday, I met this man. He's a young man. You may not be able to see him very well. His name is Charles. And Charles is probably about 23 years old. And I asked Charles how he became a Christian. Would you like to know how Charles became a Christian? It was really interesting. Charles wasn't like lots of you. His mum and dad weren't interested in church. So his mum and dad never took him to church, and he never read the Bible. But when Charles was doing his A-levels, his mum and dad owned a coffee shop. And Charles used to go and study for his A-levels in his mum and dad's coffee shop. And every week into his mum and dad's coffee shop, a man came and the man had a Bible with him and he used to sit in the coffee shop reading his Bible. And Charles used to talk to the man who read the Bible in the coffee shop. And Charles was about to go on holiday to Cyprus. And the man who came to the coffee shop with the Bible, he said to Charles, look, here's a bit of the Bible called Matthew's Gospel. Why don't you take it with you and read it on your holiday in Cyprus? So Charles thought, all right then, I'll read the Bible. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? That for Charles, while he was on holiday in Cyprus, as he read Matthew's Gospel, it was the only bit of the Bible he had. He became wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It was like putting on a new pair of glasses. And by the time he reached the end of Matthew's gospel, he had put his trust in the Lord Jesus. And he's now one of the apprentices at the church. that we do our apprentice training with in Barnet. Isn't that a great story? What did the Bible do? This holy book that is from God, well, it made Charles wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, you still awake? So what were we learning this morning? Can you say it with me? The Bible is holy. There is no other book like it. It's from God. It makes us wise. And the third thing is that it changes us. Who goes to school? Have you ever thought about why you go to school? Is it just because mum and dad want to get rid of you for a while? It's not, I can assure you. Do you know why you go to school? Because going to school changes you. Because at school you have teachers. And the job of a teacher is to change you. And how does a teacher change you? Well, a teacher teaches you things, don't they? Do your teachers teach you things? But your teacher not only teaches you things, the teacher will also rebuke you, tell you off sometimes. And the teacher will correct you. And why does the teacher do that? Well, the teacher wants to train you. Now, let me try and illustrate this. Sums. Who has to do sums at school? Good. Now, some of you are good at sums. Some of you aren't very good at sums. Those of you who are good, no shouting out, okay? So let's imagine that I'm a teacher at school, all right? Do you think I'd be your teacher at school? Would I be a scary teacher? Yeah, probably, okay. Right, let me see. Let's pretend that this is school, all right? And I'm a teacher at school, and I'm going to teach you how to do adding up, all right? And so I say, now, what I want to do is I want to teach you how to add 3 and 5, no shouting out. And I say, here's a way to learn to understand how to add 3 and 5. All right? What you do is this. You make a line. You count. So you go 1, 2, 3. And then that's a 5. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then to know what 3 and 5 is, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I write down an 8 there. Is that right? Yeah, so I'd get a big tick. Well, the teacher has shown us how to do that. Then the teacher says, now I've taught that to you, I want you to do it yourself. So the teacher says, okay, I want you to write down these 2 numbers. So you're sitting at your table at school, right? And the teacher says, okay, I want you to add 7 and 3, and I want you to do it the way I tell you. So you sit there and say, okay, right, I'm going to do that. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. And now I need to add them up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. And I go up to the teacher and I give them my sheet. And I say, there you go, 7 plus 3 equals 9. What does the teacher do? What does the teacher say? It's wrong. Do you know what she's doing? She's rebuking you. She's telling you you've got something wrong, but she's a good teacher. So what does the teacher do? She shows you where you've gone wrong. She says, you've missed out one of the numbers. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only 6 there. You need to add another 1. And then if you add them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's the right answer? 10. And she corrects you so that the next time you do a sum, you understand what you're doing and you just learn to do it. So you older boys, what's 11 plus 6? 17. Why do you know that? Because you've been trained in doing sums. Now, what does the Bible do? It does exactly that. You see, as we read the Bible, it teaches us. It teaches us what it means to live by faith in the Lord Jesus day by day. But as we read the Bible, as it teaches it, it also rebukes us. Because it shows us where we're wrong. It shows us where we're not living the way the Lord Jesus wants us to live. And sometimes when you read the Bible, it will make you feel very, very guilty. But as the Lord Jesus rebukes us through the Bible, he also corrects us. He shows us the right way to go. And why does he do that? Well, he wants to train us in righteousness. He wants to train us in living his way because he wants to change us, that we might be more and more like him. What are we learning today? The Bible is? There is no other book like it. Why? It's from God, makes us wise, it changes us. Let's go back to the very beginning. When do I need my glasses? When do I need my glasses? Alistair. Pardon? Today. I need them today. To drive. I do need them to drive. Do you know, I need my glasses every day. All day, every day. When do I need the Bible? I need the Bible all day, every day. That's why it's a great habit, whatever age we are, to make sure that one of the first things we do in the morning is to read from the Bible. For me, it's as important as putting my glasses on every day. Because I need God's word every day if I'm to live by faith in the Lord Jesus. It's as silly for me to start a day without the Bible as for me to get in my car and drive it without my glasses on. So may I ask you a question this morning? Are you putting on, have you started to put on, and are you putting on Bible glasses? That's a great way to think about what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who goes through life with Bible glasses on. And the Bible says we need to do that whatever other people may say, because other people may say to us, oh, you don't want to believe in this book. It's just like any other book. Well, you can say, no, it's not, because the Bible is. There's no other book like it. It's from God. It makes us wise. It changes us. What are we doing in the town show this weekend? We're offering people part of the Bible. Why? Because it's God's message to them. We want them to put on Bible glasses. And if you've never put on Bible glasses, today's when you could put on Bible glasses. Perhaps today, God through his word is making you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And you need to say today, Lord Jesus, the Bible shows me I'm not very nice inside, that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, you died for sinners. Lord Jesus, save me. And if you pray like that, the Lord Jesus will save you today. And whatever age we are, and however long you've been wearing Bible glasses, are you making sure you're putting them on every day? It changes the way we see everything. It changes us on the inside. And there is nothing more important than God's holy word. Boys and girls, one last time, because I want you to remember it. The Bible is
holy.
It's there is no other book like it. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the precious, trustworthy, living gift of the Bible. Thank you that it's a holy book, the only holy book, because it's from you. Thank you that it makes us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you that it changes us as you teach us, rebuke us, correct us, and train us in righteousness. Heavenly Father, please help us to be those who wear Bible glasses day by day. If we've never started to put them on, may we put on Bible glasses today. And may we all realize how dependent we are upon your word. We ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.